Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
One last time.
This is sad.
It is.
For a wrap-up.
A few reasons, Fireman Jim, but you know, the door's always open.
I know.
It's not like we're not going to see until next spring again. There's the Christmas party, at least.
Yes. Looking forward to that.
Sure.
Why not? Me and Brian were there last year hanging out. I don't think you were there.
I didn't make it last year, but I'm pretty regular at the Christmas party.
I just didn't make it last year. I agree. Yep.
Try and make it this year. Are you going?
Of course.
All right.
I don't know. Do we have one? Do we have one planned yet?
Nah. You going?
We calling it a Christmas party or is it a holiday party?
I'm going to call it the Christmas party no matter what they put on the invitation. Call it what you want.
So I would expect to see you hanging around
because you've got to promote the Milkmen.
Yes, Milkmen. That starts next year.
I know that you've extended the run of the
Hill Has Eyes. One more weekend, Friday and Saturday, hillhaseyes.com.
Is this the first time you've extended it?
Yes.
Okay.
You know why? I mean, early in the season, we had a lot of rain, and then the Brewers, every home game was a weekend. So people were watching the game, and so plus, you know, there's a lot to offer. So, yeah, go check it out. You got one last
weekend.
I would
extend it by a month and just put pilgrim hats on some of those people and say it's
a haunted pilgrim trip.
Yes, yes.
I like it.
No?
No?
You got to look at it. You got to puss on right now.
Drowned witches and stuff.
That's scary.
That's kind of horrible.
And I've seen some very large turkeys at the Rock Sports Complex. Large toms, huge, attacking windows like the front door of the chalet. They attack.
They love to attack windows.
If you have a black car, they'll attack the car.
Oh, that's going
to
be
seems
rough
kind
on
of busy to have turkeys out there.
Yeah, turkey. And I saw a big old 12-point buck there the other day too.
Really
big.
Seems busy for that too.
There's all kinds of construction going on.
I know
there.
They're not afraid.
There's like cranes.
These are Milwaukee County animals. They're not afraid of things. They're not going to get shot.
Yeah. Gosh, Fireman Jim, I don't mean to tell you your business with the Hill Has Eyes, but you know, with recent events, maybe you add a Whitey Bulger feature.
Yeah,
I heard that.
Some gouge marks around the eye socket.
Guy in a wheelchair.
That might be too terrifying for the Hill.
Too terrifying?
It might be. I don't know. That was
making you the scariest.
That's right. Number one haunt in the Midwest. Yeah. But that one finger.
Yeah.
That's us.
Too far? I don't think so.
Maybe not. Yeah. Maybe not. Maybe you could join in there. Maybe be the actor that portrays Whitey.
And just added the Whitey Bulger.
Put him in a wheelchair too, because Whitey was in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Yes. So one last weekend. Check it out.
Okay.
Be there. So.
Gosh, Fireman Jim, did the best team won the World Series this year, right?
Yeah, I mean, for sure.
The Red Sox.
Sure. I mean, wish it would have been the Brewers, but you know, that's the Red Sox. I mean, they had the highest payroll. They played it perfectly. They rocked it.
I was hoping for more drama in the World Series, but in the end, I got what I wanted because I don't like Manny Machado. After losing to the Dodgers, I really didn't have any feelings about the Dodgers going into that season.
Me neither.
Into that series, but when it was over, it's like, I don't want him to win.
He proved again. I mean, he hits that ball he thinks is a home run, and he's jogging out of the batter's box, watching it. It hits off the top of the wall.
It's a long single.
He allegedly spikes Stephen Pierce.
Allegedly, it happened. We saw the
replay.
How many guys stepped on the first baseman this year, crossing first base all season long?
It does happen randomly sometimes,
but it happens with him all the time. Right. He's a douchebag.
And then he's saying, "That's my best friend over there." Like they're best friends in Baltimore. Blah blah blah. And Pierce didn't react to it in whatever because he's the player he is. But yeah, it's a douchey move. I mean, I think he did it on purpose.
But there's still going to be teams lining up to pay Manny Machado in the offseason.
Yes, there is.
I don't believe one word when whoever's calling the game, it was that he was costing himself money.
I think these shenanigans. I don't know. I think he kind of is. Is it only $1 million when you're talking $120 million contract? You know, I don't know. I mean, who knows the numbers? But I think some teams are kind of like, Machado, yeah, he'd be great for our team. But, you know, I'm spending all this money. Is he a bigger headache than he's worth? I think it might affect it a little bit. He's not going to Milwaukee, so who cares?
You know. Well, he could wind up in Chicago.
He could.
But, I mean, that's kind of a stretch because they're pretty set in their infield.
It's looking like Philly. Yankees are, you know, obviously the Yankees are bidding on every free agent out there. There's a lot of big names, so who knows?
This is new. The Yankees are going after a lot of
That was his last deal. I thought he was just in play last year.
Manny?
Machado.
I don't, yeah. Unless he had 1 year of arbitration or something, but I don't recall that, but you might be right on that.
Okay.
This will be a big, I mean, this is going to be, he's number one. He's the number one agent signing out there.
Yeah.
By numbers. Bryce Harper, number two.
And, you know, the Brewers had a great season. Their most wins ever.
Yeah.
They got the most wins ever out of this team this
playoffs,
year. Yep. And nobody saw that coming.
No.
It was a great season. Ended a little too soon for everybody. It
hurts. Stings.
But here's the downside of that. Players are filing for free agency already. You got Moustakas.
Yep.
You got Miley.
Yep.
Granderson, not a surprise, and he'll wind up somewhere, maybe.
Soria, Gio Gonzalez. Yeah, right. I mean, it's, you know, and that's one of the things.
So it begins.
It does begin. It started already, right? And so you're going to see it, you know, now the hot stove heats up and who's going where. I think this Monday, you're going to see all the guys officially apply for free agency that they can. You know, the big stage of the playoffs, now these guys are noticed. You know, Miley's going to get a big contract somewhere. He's not going to stay here.
How come my team never gets attention? And then right. When it does, right. Everyone wants your best player.
They do. You know, Moose, he was a free agent last year and did the same thing. And then, of course, that market was kind of dry for these players, and he ended up going back to KC.
Right.
So there's a chance we can get him back. I don't think it'll happen, but there is always a chance.
Well,
they've
got a plan in place already to move Shaw back to third.
Right.
Arcia short.
They might still go after another third baseman like Josh Donaldson. You hear his name thrown around. I mean,
Scope has to be the guy that is the place second base where you're worried, because that really didn't pan out.
It didn't, but I think he's staying. I mean, it's a $10 million option for him, and they're going to exercise it. He's been a good player in the past. He had a rough time in Milwaukee, but maybe a full season, a full spring training with his teammates around him, maybe that'll make a difference.
Anyone you'd like to see the Brewers go after?
Don't say Manny Machado.
I'm not going to say Manny Machado.
Or off the show forever. It is a lifetime suspension.
You know, there's a lot of good players out there. There's a lot of those, you know, the Brewers aren't going to get the Machado-type player. And when I say type player, let's throw that name out here. You know, the Harper, the A-list free agent. We're just not going to. You know, we're going to find those guys.
Would Bryce Harper fit in here, even if they had the money to go after him?
I don't think so. We got enough outfielders.
I was gonna say, our outfield is pretty set, right.
I think we're fine. You know, we're not going to do a signing block because the Cubs are going after him. But the Brewers aren't like that. They don't have the money for that. So they're going to go after some mid-level talent that they're going to hopefully get the best out of them, like they did with Chacin. You know, he was one of the best pitching signings of any free agent last year, of anybody.
And again, he came out of San Diego, and he was a bargain. They got him for, 15 million?
Big-time bargain.
Yeah.
And he performed well for us. Though I think the Brewers, didn't they just sign their option with Jeffress? I believe they just did that yesterday or today. Of course they're going. He's $3.1 million. He pitched great for us. He had a rough playoff.
You know who got Jeffress off the hook? Ty Montgomery.
Yes. Yes, he did, for sure. So
sit tight. Somebody will screw up
get you out of the headlines. But, of course, that was a no-brainer to keep Jeffress. Anybody who thinks that they should get rid of him because he had a bad playoff series, they're wrong. I mean, he had a rough outing, but, man, he pitched well for us in the regular season. I mean, I'm all for keeping him, aren't you guys? I mean, I think that's a no-brainer.
Is Clayton Kershaw going to be back with the Dodgers? Because he doesn't have to be.
He doesn't have to be. I think he is. I mean, he's the Dodger mainstay. I mean, they still have a great team. They have a great chance to go back to the playoffs and World Series next year. I mean, they're going to. They're going to spend the money, so Yankees?
Other than Machado being a pain in the ass during the championship series, David Freese, he pops up. But he was a pain in the ass when he was in St. Louis. Oh, he's a good player, and he, you know. He
a pain to us for sure.
Right. And he jumps up and bites you. He does.
Yeah.
But Clayton Kershaw is not the lights out pitcher that they thought he was going to be. He lost 3 out of 4 in the playoffs.
Again. You know, he played well against the Brewers that one game. But
in one game
for the
against
most
the Brewers.
Part, he wasn't. But he can turn around. Like at David Price, he was always a terrible playoff pitcher, and he was dominant in the World Series. So they can't, these guys can do it.
But Kershaw's body of work is huge now in the playoffs, and it's terrible.
I know. Yeah.
So you can't really say that he is the pitcher of this generation. He's just not.
Well, he was a dominant pitcher for years, though.
Wound up in the playoffs.
Sometimes, right. The pressure. I mean, he's pitching in Los Angeles. I mean, the pressure's there already.
Who would you take if you got one game to win? Would you take Baumgartner in San Francisco?
In his prime?
Yeah.
When he pitched in the World Series.
Or would you take Kershaw?
Baumgartner.
Of course.
Yeah.
So I don't want to hear about Kershaw being this lights-out pitcher anymore. I picked one guy.
But a guy like Kershaw in the regular season when he's lights out, I mean, that gets you into the playoffs and propels you. I mean, yeah, you got to perform. You want to perform in the playoffs, but some guys just don't.
Explain to me why they brought him in the ninth inning with a 4-run lead in Milwaukee to finish off the Brewers. That was showboating.
I think it kind of was.
That was total showboating.
He'll be the first guy to start
him.
A World Series or start a playoff and end it and, you know, let him be on the mound for the celebration. I don't get any
Which
of that.
Is another reason why I enjoyed watching him struggle in
I know.
The World Series. It was like, fine, suck it.
Yeah, he shouldn't have been brought in that. And that did that affect him? I think it did. I mean, you know, getting him up there, he could have had a couple more days of rest on that arm.
How long did he pitch?
Wait, in that game?
Yeah.
Ninth
one
inning.
Yeah,
he maybe threw like three outs.
13 pitches maybe. Not a lot, but he warmed up, so he threw probably 20 in the bullpen.
There's really no point to it.
There wasn't.
There was
no
zero
strategic
point.
Baseball.
Roberts was worried about getting another guy in there, and all of a sudden the Brewers get some guys on base. Maybe they score a run. Now they're only up by three with two guys on. Now you bring Kershaw in with guys on base. That's not him at all. Then they couldn't have because he's got to start a fresh inning. He's not a true relief pitcher.
Well, the happy ending is Boston has another championship.
Boston
won
in five and
fourth in 15 years.
Yeah, so not the lovable Red Sox of old. And you know something, I wouldn't have been cheering for him for the Dodgers being because they had a huge payroll. Yeah, I mean, I like most of the guys on the team. There's some good ball players, but it's all the unsung guys were the ones that really helped them out. I mean, they're big names, of course, performed. And you guys, the MVP Steve Pierce. I mean, journeyman out of nowhere. Now he's the MVP, not to be confused with Rat lead singer Stephen Piercy. Which I was confused at first. I was like, man, he went from Rat to the Red Sox? Awesome. But no. But
that would be quite a swing.
Brock Holt, Eovaldi, these guys, they got those guys halfway through the season, and they performed for him and helped win.
When do we hand out the MVP?
Next week, I think.
Next week, okay.
Yeah. I hope it's a no-brainer.
It just seems like it's kind of too far removed from the World Series and the regular season.
It
and
is.
All
so
that.
Now they
now
go
it's
back.
Like, oh,
no, but they voted. They voted right when the season ended.
I know. But now it's kind of anticlimactic.
It is. He just won the Hank Aaron Award, which is always a precursor, and that's strictly for hitting.
Hader won, picked up his award in Los Angeles the other night.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. They haven't handed out the gold gloves yet. I know Kane's up there, but all the awards are going to start now. So you'll start seeing, you know, the awards come out. And then
maybe you do have to come back one more time to talk about the awards.
Plus the hot stove. You know, all the free agency.
Right.
Who's going where? That's always the fun part of the
offseason. We'll work another get-together
in there,
fireman. And
then spring training?
Gym.
What's the countdown for pitchers and catchers?
I was going to ask you, what's the countdown to opening
November,
day?
December, I don't know. Do some math. It's less than half a year.
But now you can have all your Ed Sheeran concerts you want over at Miller Park until opening day.
Was this a beard-heavy World Series, or am I just imagining
that? The last
that?
Couple years have been. Just like in the 80s and 90s, they had the long hair, the mullet World Series, you know?
Was it
the
crux, scruff,
you know?
Though? It was
now
like real.
No, now it's the full beard.
Santa beards going
What'll
on?
It be in 10 years? I
Guys,
don't know.
Fireman Jim, I'm gonna try and grade this season with you. A+.
A, for sure. Definitely. Next year, A+, when they win the World Series.
Get that Whitey Bulger thing set up.
Done.
All right?
Thanks, Father Brian. Great season.
Wheelchair and some ketchup, and you're all set.
Great season.
All right, Fireman Jim, we'll see you soon. Yeah.